One of the excellences of reciting Durood e Pak. Our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, anyone who recites 50 times Durood upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madni channel, as you know, in this silsila, in the light of Quran, we discuss some particular verses of Holy Quran, and then we learn some tafsir from Mufti Sahib as well. Our today's discussion is going to be around the verse number 102 from Surah Baqarah. This is a very long ayah, and it is also going to be very interesting and very relevant to today's world as well. Because in this verse, we are going to discuss magic basically. And inshallah azza wa jal, during this silsila, you will be able to learn what is the reality of magic, what is the definition of magic, and then if someone is afflicted with magic, so what is cure for him as well. So let me recite the verse first, and then inshallah I will translate, and then we will go to Mufti Sahib. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانُ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation: and during the reign of Suleiman, they followed the magic which the devils would read, and Suleiman did not disbelieve, rather the devils became disbelievers who were teaching people magic. And they followed that magic which was revealed to two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babylon. And both of them would not teach until they said, we are only a trial for people, so O people, destroy not your faith. Despite this saying, they would learn magic from the angels through which they could create separation between man and his wife. And with this, they could not harm anyone without the will of Allah. And they were learning something which would harm them, not give benefit. And no doubt they know whosoever accepted this deal has no share in the afterlife. And how evil is that for which they sold their souls, if only they knew. Dear viewers of Madni channel, let's go to Mufti Sahib and ask him, what is the context in which this verse was revealed?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we know, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed Zabur over Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, people got busy in learning magic. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam came to know, so he forbade them, and he took their books of magics and he buried all those books beneath his chair, beneath his throne. So after the demise of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan said to those people, the people of Bani Israel, as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had a very strange powers, and he had the kingdom, a very strange kingdom. So that was because of magic. Means Ma'adallah, Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a magician, and through his magic he was ruling his kingdom. So when shayateen, devils, told the people of Bani Israel, so they took out those books and then they started learning that magic which was in those books. At that time, the pious people of Bani Israel and the scholars of Bani Israel, they forbade people from that, and they said that was not the knowledge of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the prophet of Allah azza wa jal, and he was running the country and he was ruling the kingdom through those power which he has been granted from Allah azza wa jal. But because, you know, the magic is very interesting science, and the people can do many things through that, so that's why they didn't take admonish from the pious people of Bani Israel, and they remained busy in learning and practicing those magics. So then, with the passage of time, it was known among them that really Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was magician, and he was ruling his country through that magic. So till the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they kept on learning and practicing magic till Allah azza wa jal revealed this ayah, and Allah azza wa jal told the misdeeds of Bani Israel. So then in that context, Allah azza wa jal revealed this ayah, and Allah azza wa jal told that was one of the misdeeds of Bani Israel, that they followed magic, they learned magic, they practiced magic. So in this ayah it was being said, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَىٰ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah Azza wa Jal removed that blame of Bani Israel over Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was magician. So then in that context, Allah Azza wa Jal has told, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam didn't disbelieve. So these were the misdeeds of Bani Israel people. They followed magic, they learned magic, and they practiced magic.
Atmosab, here I want to ask you that the part of the verse says, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ, that Sulaiman alayhi salam did not disbelieve. So my question is that they blamed that Sulaiman alayhi salam that he was a magician. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of removing the blame of magic, is removing the blame of kufr from Sulaiman alayhi salam. So what is the reason? Is this the reason that jadu or magic is kufr?
The allegation of Bani Israel was about magic, but because there are some kinds of magic which are really disbelief, in which magician seeks help from devils or he prostrate in front of any idol. So these are the kinds of magics which are disbelief, which are the kinds of disbelief. So because they ascribe magic to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and some kinds of magic or kufr as well.
Ji.
So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal defended Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in this way, that he didn't disbelieve, means he didn't practice any magic, and that magic, whether that was kufr or not, he was free from every kind of magic. The first thing. The second thing, it is the terminology of Sharia. Sometimes Sharia mentions some things as kufr, though those things are not kufr. As leaving prayer, missing prayer willingly, that is not kufr. If a Muslim misses any prayer, he leaves any prayer, so he is not kafir. But there are some ahadith and there are some sayings of Sahaba Ikram and Tabi'in that leaving prayer is kufr. So what is the meaning of those ahadith and what is the meaning of those sayings? So basically the meaning of those sayings is this, that leaving prayer is the act of infidels. It doesn't mean that leaving prayer is kufr itself. It means leaving prayer is the act of infidels. Means Muslim is not expected to leave any prayer.
Okay.
That is the act of infidels, because they are not Muslim, they are not believers, so they can leave prayer rather than Muslim leaving prayer. So sometimes Sharia terms any sin with the word of disbelief only to emphasize upon the evilness of that thing. So just focusing upon that, or just showing the evil of that thing, Sharia terms something as disbelief. So similarly, magic is not disbelief, but practicing magic is the act of infidels. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned magic as an act of disbelief, and Allah Azza wa Jal denied magic from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ma kafara Sulaiman. Then through these words, Allah Azza wa Jal has told us this thing as well, that there are some kinds of magic which are really disbelief. For example, as we have mentioned, that if any magician seeks help from devils, he does sajda in front of any idol or false god, so he becomes kafir, he becomes infidel. So those kind of magics are disbeliefs. So Allah Azza wa Jal had pointed towards those kind of magic as well.
Acha Mufti Sahab, before going further towards the next question, I would like to ask you what really the magic is. What is the definition of magic? And then those who are learning magic or teaching others, so what is the commandment of Sharia regarding these type of people as well?
The definition of magic, there are many definitions of magic which our scholars have written in their books. But one is very obvious, and most of the scholars are on that definition. Basically, magic is a science through which a person, a magician, can show some strange, incredible, and normally impossible things through some mysterious words, or through some mysterious actions, or through some mysterious practices. So means the person is sinner person, he is fasik, and he can show these kind of strange and normally impossible things. And the third, he uses some mysterious knowledge, or some mysterious practices, or some mysterious words. So that is the definition of magic. So now, what is the commandment of Sharia regarding that? So in our books, it has been written, learning magic and practicing magic is haram. That is not allowed. Some types are kufr and the other types are haram. And the evil of magic has been mentioned in Quran and Hadith as well. For example, if we recite the same ayah, what we are discussing about, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. So what was that wama kafara? That was magic. So Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning magic as the act of disbelief, the first thing. The second, when those angels, Harut Marut, when they were requested to teach magic to people, so what did they used to say? They said, innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. We are only trial for you, so don't destroy your faith. Fala takfur, don't destroy your faith. So what was that? They were being requested to teach magic to them. And if they taught them, so they used to teach them magic. And when those people learned magic, so they practiced magic. But these angels are saying, don't destroy your faith. It means magic can destroy the faith. The second thing. The third thing, in the same ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَدُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. The practice of Bani Israel people was, what were they doing? They were learning that science which harm you and which never benefit, which harm them, which never benefit them. So now in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning, they were learning that science which is harmful for them, which is harmful for them. مَا يَدُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they will not benefit them. The first. Then in the same ayah, in the next part of the ayah, Allah is obviously mentioning, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Those people who are learning this science of magic, they knew very well they don't have any share in the hereafter. Means in the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, they don't have any share. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. Who is accepting this deal? Means who is, whosoever is learning this knowledge, this science of magic, he doesn't have any share of the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal in hereafter. That is another warning regarding this. Then Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. and how evil is that with which they are selling out their souls? Means through learning magic, they are selling out their souls. Means they are earning worldly wealth and they are selling out their hereafter. Means the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal in the hereafter. So these are the harms and these are the warnings of Allah Azza wa Jal which have been mentioned in the same ayah. Then there are many ahadith about magic and magician as well. There is one hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, those people whose prayer, whose supplications are not answered, magician is one of them. Means the supplication of magician is not answered, is not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there is another hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, the person who practices magic, he will never enter into paradise. So he is deprived of paradise. And this is the same thing. The magician is deprived of paradise. This is the same thing which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the ayah. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. So in that way we can say this hadith is the explanation of that ayah. In ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla has described, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Those people who are accepting this deal, they knew very well they don't have any share in hereafter. And they are selling out their souls in the exchange of worldly wealth. And in hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing the magician will never into paradise. So these are the warnings which have been mentioned in Quran and in hadith.
Musab, in the same verse, there are few words, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Two angels by the name Harut and Marut, they are mentioned in this verse. And it is also written in some of the books that they were angels. They came down to earth and then they drank alcohol and then they did some other major sins as well. So my question is that what is the reality of these kind of narrations? Did they really do these type of things or they are just fabrications?
What was the reality of Harut and Marut? Allah Azza wa Jal has described in the same ayah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal described, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Bani Israel followed that magic which was revealed over Harut and Marut in the city of Babel. And who are those? Allah Azza wa Jal is describing Malakain. They were angels. So it means Harut and Marut were angels. So when they are angels, so we have believed in angels that they are innocent. They are free from sins. They never commit sin. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran about angels, Bal ibadum mukramun. They are the honorable bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The first thing. The second, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned about angels, La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yafa'aluna ma yu'marun. They never disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla in whatever Allah commanded them. So whatever they are commanded, they obey. They never disobey. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَيَفَعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they do what they are commanded. So whatever angels are commanded, they do. And they never disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla in any commandment. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us about the nature of angels, what is that? They are not the disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are always obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why those stories which is found in our even in our books, those are not right. That's why Allah rahmatullahi has written in Fatawa Radwiya Sharif that in the books of our pious predecessors, means Qazi Ayyad rahmatullahi and Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi, so these mufassirin and Muhaddithin, they have written in their books, all these stories are wrong, totally false and fake, and they are fabricated. And Jews fabricated these stories and they ascribed these stories to Harut and Marut and angels. Otherwise, we believe in angels that they are innocent, they are free from sins, they never commit sin, they are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are respectable and honorable bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Earlier, Mufti Sahab, in response to the question in which I asked you what is the definition of magic, so you told us that magic is something which is strange and normally impossible. Normally, it doesn't happen in the life. Don't you think that the same definition will apply to mojiza or miracle of a Nabi as well?
So there are many differences between mojiza of prophets and between magics of magicians. For example, as we define magic with the words that is done by a sinner person. That is the first thing. Okay, magic is done by sinner person, that appears from a sinner person. And mojiza appears from the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, who are the most pious people on the earth, in the entire universe, in the world of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are prophet, the first thing. The second, magician uses some mysterious words and practices. First they learn, then they practice, then they practice again and again, and as a result of their practice, they learn that magic, and then they show those tricks, and then they show those incredible things. But the matter of prophet is totally different. Mojiza of prophet is totally different. That is not the result of any mysterious word. That is not the result of any practice. That is not the result of any mysterious science or knowledge. That is directly gift from Allah Azza wa Jal to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Azza wa Jal appointed these pious people as their prophets, so at the same time Allah Azza wa Jal grant them these miracles and these mojizat. So that is the main difference between magicians and mojizat. Mojiza appears from prophets, and magic appears from sinner people. Mojiza appears from prophets, and magic appears from sinner people, magicians, sinner people. And then behind the magic, there are some practices, there are some mysterious words. But behind the mojiza, there is only power from Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the difference between mojiza and magic.
Acha Musa, we have heard that magicians, they get very mighty, they can do whatever they want to do. So my question is, what can they do by dint of magic?
They can do some strange thing. Not whatever they can do, they can do.
Whatever they want to do, they can't do.
They can do many things, you can say. Means if they say that we can fly and we can reach beyond the skies, so they can't do that. They can't do that. So there are many things which are normally impossible, but they can conduct, they can do. For example, they can, through their magic and through their words or through their practices, they can cause mental disorder in a person. Person is a sane person, but they can make them, they can cause mental disorder to him. Then they can cause sickness to a person. A person is healthy, but they can cause sickness to him. Then they can change, they can appear in different shapes as well, in different forms and shapes as well. For example, a magician, not every magician, some of magicians, they can appear in the form of cat or dog or something else. So they can appear in these kind of forms as well. Then they can fly in the air, they can walk on the water. So these kinds of strange things they can do, and they have that ability. But behind their magic, really there is the mashiyat, there is a will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because without the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, none could be done. As Allah Azza wa Jal, in the same ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal had described, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Through magic, they harm other people, but they can't harm anyone without the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mean when they practice their magic, that time Allah Azza wa Jal wills, then the effect of magic happens. If Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't will, they can't do anything. So whatever is done, that is with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Acha Musa, mostly what I have heard and observed as well, that most of the time magicians, they cast their spell or they do something, so they want to separate a man from his wife. So this separation between husband and wife, this is most of the time which they do. So my question is that if someone is using magic, or without magic he is trying to create some sort of discord or fight between husband and wife, so what is the ruling of Sharia regarding this action?
Really, that is the, I think that is the biggest job of these magicians. As Allah Azza wa Jal, in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the magic of the people of Bani Israel. What was that? Allah Azza wa Jal has told, the people of Bani Israel, they used to learn that science with which they cause separation between husband and wife. So it means that kind of magic has been coming on till this time, since that time. That is the main purpose of magic. And even now, it is done very commonly. The people go to magicians or amilin, and most of the time, their demand is to cause any separation between husband and wife. So they do the same job. So what is the warning of Sharia regarding this matter? There are many ahadith about those people who cause separation between husband and wife. There is one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, whosoever tries to cause separation between husband and wife, he will not smell the fragrance of paradise. Even he will not smell the fragrance of paradise, rather than he enters into paradise, he will not smell the fragrance of paradise. So that is warning about that person. Then though sometimes female, they seek divorce from their husbands, so there are warnings about them as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, those females who seek divorce from their husbands, they are hypocrite. Al-mukhtali'at hunnal munafiqat. Whosoever seeks khula, so she is hypocrite. So that is another warning for. So that is a very severe matter in the eyes of Sharia to cause separation between husband and wife. Because when we read Quran, we recite in many surah that Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding husband, Allah Azza wa Jal is instructing rights of women to men, and the rights of men to women. And Quran is full of these kind of instructions and guidance. So when that is the purpose of the revelation of the Holy Quran, to tell the people, to guide the people towards the rights of each other, so how can Sharia forbear, and how can Sharia tolerate these kinds of separations?
The viewers of Madani Channel, indeed it is not allowed to create any sort of discord between husband and wife, and especially those people who are using their magic and magical spells to create separation between husband and wife, they must be very careful, because it is a major sin. As we have heard from Mufti Saab, that magic is actually one of the attributes or deeds of disbelievers. So those Islamic brothers, those Muslims who are Ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jal involved in this kind of heinous sin or crime, they must be very careful, they must be afraid of, they must be fearful of. Now, the viewers of Madni Channel, many of you must be thinking that if someone is affected with magic, so what is the cure? So let's ask Mufti Saab, that Mufti Saab, what is the cure for magic if someone is in trouble because of magic?
There are many cures for that, and most of them have been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. For example, first of all, dua in the court of Allah, that is one of the best means for being cured from magics. But mostly people are away this cure.
Ji. Because they avoid this.
They don't do that. Why? Because they believe in amilin. They believe in some other thing. So that's why the main thing which is weapon for every Muslim, means ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Dua, supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, is weapon for every Muslim. Means they can use that tool, they can use that weapons against shaitan and against their enemies. But mostly people don't use this weapon. So if they really adopt that the habit of supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that would be the best way of that treatment of that cure. As Allah Azza wa Jal has, promised us, Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I respond to one who supplicates to me. That is the first thing. Then the second, there are some certain ayat or surahs of the Holy Quran which are very, very beneficial in this regard. For example, about Suratul Baqarah, there is a hadith, Shaitan doesn't enter into that house in which Suratul Baqarah is recited. So if Suratul Baqarah is recited again and again, so Shaitan can't enter into that house. So when Shaitan can't enter into that house, magic will never enter into that house. The third, reciting Ayatul Kursi is also very beneficial, because in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so he described a story in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that story, it has been mentioned that whosoever recites Ayatul Kursi at night, when he goes to bed, that time he recites Ayatul Kursi, so he remains safe from the effects of Shaitan. So that is another very very effective way. Then reciting Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas, that is another very important and very beneficial thing. Because once Jews cast magic over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so for a few days Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained in that effect. After that, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did some other things as well, but during that practice of removing the magic, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited these two surahs, Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. And then it was the routine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas when he used to go to bed. Before sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas, and then he used to blow over his hand and then he rubbed over his body. So that was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is really very effective and very beneficial in regarding removing magic. Then using and wearing some ta'weezat, those are also very beneficial, because ta'weezat are in ta'weezat, ayat of the Quran are the sayings of awliya-i-kiram, or some the practices of awliya-i-kiram are written in those ta'weezat. So if someone wears those ta'weezat, so he remains safe from the effects of magic. So these kind of means could be used. But I would say one thing here, that if someone has to wear ta'weez, if someone has to seek ta'weez from someone, so he must go to only those people who are pious and whose beliefs are right and who are practicing Muslims. It doesn't, wearing ta'weez doesn't mean that whosoever is available, whether he is Muslim or non-Muslim, whether he is fasiq or sinner person or madallah, whatever he does, so when we are in the need of ta'weez, so we are going to that person and we are seeking ta'weez from that person. And whatever he is telling to us, whatever he is writing in those ta'weezat, but because we need cure and we need treatment, so that's why we are taking ta'weez from that person, it is not allowed. Whenever we have to wear ta'weez, we must go to only those people who are practicing Muslim and whose beliefs are right.
As you said that for cure for the magic, so dua is the first thing, then Surah Baqarah, then Ayatul Kursi, Surah Falak, Surah Nas. And then at the end you suggested ta'weez as well.
And Suratul Fatiha as well. Because there are many ahadith about Suratul Fatiha, particularly about Suratul Fatiha, that in Suratul Fatiha there is cure for every disease. So magic is also one kind of disease. So in Suratul Fatiha there is cure for magic as well. So reciting Suratul Fatiha is also very beneficial in this regard. Then there are some certain ayat as well. For example, the ayat of Shifa.
Ayat
in which the word Shifa has been mentioned.
Ji.
So those ayat are very beneficial in this regard. As وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرَانِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ قُلْ وَلِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. So these are ayat in which the word Shifa has been mentioned. So if someone recites these ayat, so these are also very beneficial. And these ayat of Shifa have been written in Madani Pansura as well. So if someone has to, because searching in the Holy Quran is difficult, to collect those ayat, but in Madripan Surah, those have been written in one place. So if someone has to take those ayat, so he can read these ayat from Suratul from Madripan Surah.
At the end of sab, you also mentioned tawizat, amulets. So my question is that there are some ahadith in which using tawizat is condemned. So according to those ahadith, it is prohibited. So what is your answer?
You see, ta'weezat are very old things, means it has been being practiced for a long time. Even before the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people used to do that. Because basically ta'weezat were, some ta'weezat were the kinds of magic as well. Because as there are many kinds of magic, blowing something, reading something and making some practices, so there were some kinds of magic in which tawizat were used. Mean magician used to write tawizat, and they used to write the name of devil, shayateen, and the big infidels people. So they used to write the names of those people, and then they used to give those tawizat to people. So because that type of magic was found before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that's why when at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people wore those tawizat, so then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade them from wearing tawizat in which the blasphemous words, the blasphemous sentence, the sentences of disbelief were written. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade from them. Otherwise, those tawizat in which the names of Allah and His Prophet and the beloved bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal have been written, those tawizat are allowed. That's why there is hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif and in Musnad Imam Ahmad. In that, there is one particular wazifa which Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu learned from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach this particular wazifa to his children, to the children of people. But those children who are very young, they were unable to read and recite. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepared ta'weez. They used to write these words in a paper, and then they make them wear those ta'weezat. So that was the practice of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that practice tells us that is not forbidden in every condition. Only those tawizat are not allowed. Those tawizat are forbidden in which the sentences of disbelief are written which doesn't have any meaning. We don't know the meaning of those. For example, sometimes there are some tawizat in which some strange words are written. We don't know the meaning, whether those are the names of angels or those are the names of shaitan. So when we don't know whose names are these, so might be those are the names of shaitan. So if those are the names of shaitan, so then these are the tawizat which have been forbidden by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why wearing tawizat, there is no harm in that when those tawizat are consisting of the names of Allah or the verses of the Holy Quran or some good words. So if those are consisting of these type of things, then those are allowed. Only those tawizat are not. There is one hadith. One person came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are used to wearing tawizat. So what do you say about them? Are those tawizat allowed or not?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, "Those are allowed, malam yakun shirkan. As long as there is no word of shirk, there is no sentence of shirk in those tawizat are allowed." So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given permission, and then that was the practice of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So these are the proofs in the favor of wearing tawizat, that these tawizat are allowed. Only those tawizat are not allowed in which any unknown word and sentence is written, or there is any word of disbelief, there is word of shirk is written in those.
The viewers of Madri channel, I hope this silsila have proved very interesting for you, and you must have learnt a lot. And then at the end, the cure for magic and jadu, as Mufti Saab gave us some cures as well. So I would also like to suggest one thing, that if you want to get Tawizat, so there is a particular majlis of Tawizat in Dawat-e-Islami. It is one depart from many other departments of Dawat-e-Islami. And if you are unable to come in person yourself for attaining, for getting Tawizat, so this facility is available on internet on Dawat-e-Islami website as well. So I request, whenever you are in the need of Tawiz, you can contact Dawat-e-Islami and Islamic Brothers for Tawizat, and especially Majlis of Tawizat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from the magic and the magicians, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us really practicing Muslim. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.